Joe Biden delivered this country's first ever State of Ukraine address last night. Biden spoke for a little more than an hour before a joint session of Congress. He talked far more about Ukraine and with much greater passion than about any other topic. If that sounds strange for an American president in a speech that's supposed to be about America, it didn't seem weird at all within the context of last night. Biden delivered exactly the speech his audience wanted to hear. Virtually every lawmaker in the room last night from both parties arrived wearing some version of the Ukrainian flag. House Minority Leader Kevin McCarthy came with both a Ukrainian-themed pocket square and a Ukrainian flag lapel pin. That's about as Ukrainian as you can get. Even the president of Ukraine doesn't do that very often. What McCarthy conspicuously didn't do was don an American flag pin. No, not at all. And many others went without that, too, because within the context of last night, the American flag was literally irrelevant. Lots of our leaders feel that way all of a sudden. At this stage, the full force of America's federal government, the White House, the Congress, the many intelligence and defense and law enforcement agencies, all of it has been redirected to avenge the invasion of Ukraine. Notice the verb, avenge, not defend. Now, ideally, you'd like to think there'd be some way to defend Ukraine from Russian aggression. That might be worth doing. But at this point, there isn't. It's too late. Joe Biden's deterrent strategy failed. Putin already invaded the country. Short of destroying Ukraine, there is no way to liberate Ukraine by force.